And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Wednesday Israel will make its own decisions and the state of Israel will do everything necessary to defend itself after coming under attack by a volley of Iranian missiles and drones last weekend. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Western countries pleading for restraint have dispatched their top diplomats to Jerusalem. German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock said Berlin stood in full solidarity with Israel, but warned the region must not, quote, step by step slide into a situation with a totally unpredictable outcome. Following the attack, Iran's foreign minister warned Israel against reprisals, saying, quote, it will definitely face a decisive and harsh response. Washington says it is planning to impose new sanctions targeting Iran's missile and drone programs in coming days and expects its allies will follow suit. EU leaders are due to discuss sanctions at a summit in Brussels, and sanctions are also on the agenda at G7 talks in Italy.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Qatar's prime minister said on Wednesday negotiations for a ceasefire deal between Israel and U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas were stumbling. Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdurrahman Al Thani also called on Israel and Iran to reduce escalation and avoid the region falling into a new cycle of conflicts. U.S. military leaders are telling Congress Ukraine and Israel both desperately need the military weapons that are being held up by Congress's failure to pass a funding package. On Wednesday, they described the situation in Ukraine as dire, noting troops are being outmatched by Russians. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says conditions on the battlefield are beginning to shift in Russia's favor. This is VOA News. Police in Germany say they targeted a China-linked human smuggling gang with raids on homes and businesses. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
German authorities have conducted a large-scale raid against an international human smuggling gang, police say in a statement. More than 1,000 police officers searched dozens of homes, stores and offices across western and southern Germany and arrested 10 suspects, including two lawyers. The suspects are accused of having illegally taken advantage of special German immigration rules reserved only for skilled foreign workers to procure residency permits for around 350 mostly Chinese nationals who didn't meet the needed criteria in exchange for hundreds of thousands of dollars. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Myanmar's former leader Aung San Suu Kyi has been moved from prison to house arrest. The military government said on Wednesday the move was made as a health measure due to a heat wave. A nationwide conflict in Myanmar began after the army in 2021 ousted the elected government, imprisoned Suu Kyi, and began suppressing nonviolent protests that sought a return to democratic rule. Environmentalists in Namibia have accused local wildlife officials of hiding the real extent of rhino poaching at a national park which holds the highest concentration of black rhinos in the world. Vitalia Angula has more from Windhoek.
A large amount of rhino carcasses were discovered during the annual dewormer exercise undertaken in March. The media is usually invited but were not this year, further fueling concern that police did not want the public to know the real extent of rhino poaching in the area. Police spokesperson Kauna Shikwambi said she could not verify or deny the real extent of rhino poaching at the Etosha National Park. Rhinos are critically endangered, and Namibian authorities have previously said that disclosing the number of rhinos in the national park only puts them in harm's way. Vitalio Angula for VOA News, Windhoek, Namibia.
The UN human rights chief said on Wednesday the world is forgetting the escalating violence in eastern Congo as conflicts continue in places like Ukraine and Gaza. He visited the region and called for peace and support for millions repeatedly displaced. Eastern Congo has long been overrun by more than 120 armed groups seeking to control the region's rich resources as they carry out mass killings. About 7 million people are displaced, many beyond the reach of aid in one of the world's largest humanitarian crises. Some Congolese viewed the latest visit by a UN official with skepticism, saying they come and go with only promises. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA